But first, Daniel Bennett, who joined us last week to talk about happenings online out of Moldova, has been reporting back from afar.
That he has. Daniel's been out at the MIL blogging conference in Washington, D.C. That's military blogging for you and me. So he filed back from the field, as it were, and he's been chatting with Andrew Exum, who's a fellow at the Center for New American Security. So those two have basically been chatting about the conference and the developments that were being discussed there.
They've been doing this for a few years, trying to get different MIL bloggers together, people that blog on military issues. This is the first time in which I've participated. This is the first time in which I've been actually back in the United States. And it's basically just been people who blog on defense issues and on defense, on the military community in the United States. It's been an opportunity to get together and talk about some of the issues that that are common to the community.
On your panel, you were talking specifically about how the U.S. military is using blogs as a way of institutional learning, really.
Yeah, I think the military is still catching up. The military as an institution is not sure what they want to do with blogs, but certainly the junior officers and non-commissioned officers, these digital natives, people that have grown up using, you know, people that have been in MySpace longer than they've been in the United States Army, these are the people who have really been making use of blogs to share information, to trade TTPs, tactics, techniques, procedures. And it's been interesting to see. It's really been an example of bottom-up innovation in a military organization, which is something that's quite unique.
And has that actually been changing the way you're fighting the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq?
Yeah, in Afghanistan and Iraq, and within the military in general, you've seen two things take place. You've seen top-down innovation, so you've seen really strong leaders like General David Petraeus and General James Mattis of the United States Marine Corps publish new counterinsurgency doctrine that has changed the way we fight in Iraq and Afghanistan. But in addition, you've also seen some very influential younger officers and talking about not so much what the operations are and the strategy are, but tactics that are useful in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, trading information on how one differs from the other, trading information on what, you know, how to set up a roadblock or how to publish an op order. These are things that in the past, it was all top-down driven in a very hierarchical structure like the United States military. Now it's much more flat, so you have peers talking to each other.
And is that all taking place on the World Wide Web, or is that taking place behind firewalls as well?
Yeah, they're open for and they're closed for us. So in one way, you know, websites like mine, Abu Muqawama, and the Small Wars Journal are two examples of open fora. Open, you know, in the sense that people can trade information over a public space. In the same way, though, the United States Army, and give it credit, realized very soon that its younger officers were using websites that were semi-closed, that you had to register to join, like platoonleader.org, companycommand.com, and have now taken these into the military. And these are fora in which officers can trade information over a closed internet fora, and now it's secure. So you're seeing it in both, you know, examples of two different ways to use the internet to trade information and to trade tactics and really talk about the experience of war.
And is there a problem, though, with the fact that obviously the World Wide Web is open to your enemies as well?
Yeah, absolutely. But on the other hand, the way the United States Army and the United States Army and Marine Corps and military in general is a very doctrine-heavy military. So it fights using doctrine it publishes. Those published documents have always been available. What's happening now is that you're seeing a discussion about that doctrine and a discussion about TTPs taking place on open fora. Do you allow the enemy? Are they able to see it? Yeah, of course. And if they're really smart, they're tracing, you know, the relevant defense policy debates. But I think the benefits outweigh the risks.
And just on that as well, I mean, are you seeing that Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are also using new media in this way to change the way they fight as well?
Absolutely. You're seeing the enemy do the exact same thing that the United States military is doing. So on websites like Ikhlas, for example, you're seeing jihadis trade information and use their chat rooms in the exact same way that we're using ours. Again, you know, the it's a cost-benefit analysis. You have to decide, are we going to try to shut down these networks, or is it more profitable just to keep them open and try to learn from them? I can only speak about the Arabic language websites because those are the ones I read, but I'm sure that the same thing's taking place in Urdu.
And how important do you think the war in the information space is these days compared to the kinetic war on the ground?
Well, I think that one of the things you've seen in U.S. counterinsurgency doctrine is that you start talking about information operations, the importance of information, of shaping the narrative, and that includes what's taking place on the internet. What happens on the ground, I don't think it's necessarily kinetic. What happens on the ground is still the most important thing. But no question, as far as shaping organizations for the long term, and as far as changing the way that organizations do business, that military organizations fight, that in that way, the internet is playing a huge role.
And where can we find more about what you do on the web?
Well, you can check my website, Abu Mukawama, www.abumukawama.com, or you can just Google me on the web. That's Andrew Exum.
Daniel Bennett there talking to Andrew Exum at the Mill Bloggers Conference in Washington.